time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show. We get to pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. And we have someone who just celebrated a birthday joining us now. Anders Hedlund is on the line with us. Is that correct?
I have no clue what to say, Mom.
Settle down, though, Anders.
It's all right, Anders.
Hey,
Anders.
Hey, Anders, you're on the radio.
Yep. Have you had breakfast yet?
I don't know what the questions are
because
I was talking to you.
Anders, can you hear us?
Sorry, we've got a seven-year-old who is having a difficult time listening this morning.
Yes.
Okay, you want to try it again, buddy? Try it one more time, they'll ask you about your breakfast.
I don't know what you want.
This is a bust.
No, it's okay. Kari Hedlund, what'd you have for breakfast today?
Well, I haven't had breakfast yet. I'm just working on my kids' breakfast right now, so I made them scrambled eggs and toast.
Oh, nice.
And I've got some leftover. I tried sausage and biscuits this last weekend, or earlier this week, and I might actually eat the leftovers of that.
Okay, what do you mean you tried sausage and biscuits?
Like I tried to make it from scratch.
Oh, and then
like gravy or something too, or
yeah, because I'm always disappointed when I go out to eat and order that. That's like a disappointing entree. I always think it's going to be great.
Yeah,
and it doesn't usually turn out to what my dreams are of it, right?
Yeah, oftentimes it's just.
So I decided to make it, and it was really good.
Uh-huh. And what about how'd you do the biscuit?
Well, I sort of cheated on that.
That's okay.
I don't know how to make a biscuit. I can bake with the best of them, but I cannot make a biscuit.
Well, you know what? If there weren't good cheats, that I would fault you. But there are, you know, there's good biscuits you can get that you don't have to make, yeah. Right? Did you get like the tube and cracker open?
Sure did.
Nice.
Taught Anders how to open that up with a spoon, and I remember that as a kid, popping and
unwinding.
Being all fun.
So let's go back to making breakfast for the kids. So you never eat what you make for the kids?
Sometimes. I'm just not the biggest fan of scrambled eggs.
Mm. Oh, where did this all start?
I don't know. I'd prefer an over easy or fried or soft boiled or something.
Hey,
scrambled just doesn't do it for me.
Did you just listen to that song by Calvin Arsenio?
Yeah.
That's a great song. Is it a good CD?
That's a good song. Yes, there's so many good songs on that album. It's really great. He's like this harpist who is also this artsy R&B musician who's just lovely.
So tell us about picking out music, because that's one of the big things that you do. You screen music, and oftentimes I come over and talk to you, and you get mad. You take your headsets off because you're locked in. What are you listening for? What are you listening for? Are you listening for like the first 15 seconds, or do you feel sometimes you have to give it a minute?
It's different every single song. And every single album. I'm looking for something that obviously catches my ear and catches what I would think would be the ears of the listeners for Northern Community Radio, and something different that stands out, like that Calvin Arsenio album. That was something like unlike I'd heard before. The whole album was just kind of like a whole discovery listening to it. So those obviously stand out to me. But I just kind of putting myself in the place of our listeners, and also not just what I know our listeners would like, but also what I think they might find interesting,
yeah.
Or they might turn up just to hear what it's all about, because it might be something they've never heard before.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So have you had coffee yet?
Yeah, I'm only one cup in, though. Oh. I kind of slept in late today for me. So pretty minimal on the coffee so far.
Do your kids try to drink coffee?
Signa does. She's our one-year-old.
She likes it?
Yeah, coffee. Yeah, she's had it a couple times, but she keeps going back for it, so I don't know.
Are we talking calico tea or just real straight coffee?
Coffee with some cream.
Yeah, okay.
Calico tea?
That's
what
my mom
used.
Well, my mom used to always call it. She always tried to get me to drink calico tea. It was coffee drowned in half and half.
Oh.
Is there a little something else in there, too?
I don't know.
Little Johnny Bauer would take a nap, maybe?
Get him
a little Irish liqueur in there.
There you go. So what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm getting together with a group of fantastic women, and we're going to, I'm not exactly sure what we're going to do, but we're going to congregate, we're going to cook, we're going to chat, we're going to hang out, we're going to get outside.
We're going to write. I don't know
we're
if you know
write.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, Heidi's part of this group of fantastic women.
What are you going to write? Can you tell us the exercise?
No.
Oh. But, you know, I think that's good that you don't have a big agenda. You just get together and chill.
And we may nap.
Yes, that very well may be happening.
Sit in the sauna, you know. A lot of cool things may be going on. So, yeah, are you kind of excited? You needing some adult time?
Yeah, after this morning, for sure.
Yeah, sounds like it. I don't know what they're talking about. I can't hear the questions.
Because you were talking to me, Mom.
Children.
Yeah, everybody should have six of them. All right, we'll let you go. We'll let you get back to the children and your...
All right, well, maybe in a couple years, Anders will do this.
Yes.
All right, sounds good.
All right.